Hey guys, welcome to the session on artificial intelligence. Today we'll start off by understanding what exactly is artificial intelligence. After that, we'll understand the difference between artificial intelligence, machine learning, and deep learning. Following which, we'll learn the basics of machine learning, and then we'll learn the basics of deep learning. And finally, there'll be a short quiz to recap whatever we've learned in today's session.
So let's understand why should we study artificial intelligence. So why AI? Well, AI is actually everywhere. It's omnipresent like God. And AI's applications are present in every single industry, from banking and finance to medical science and also in aerospace. Now, it is actually a known fact that many banks have numerous activities on a day-to-day basis which need to be done accurately. And most of these activities take up a lot of time and efforts from the employees, and at times there is also a chance of a human error in these activities, so to speak. So some of the works that banks and financial institutions handle are investing money in stocks, financial operations, managing various properties, and so on. And with the use of AI system in this process, the institutions are able to achieve efficient results in a quick turnaround time. So the strategic implementation of artificial intelligence in the bank helps them to focus on every customer and provide them quick resolution. And similarly, in medical science field as well, it has wide applications. So AI has completely changed the way medical science was perceived just a few years ago. So there are numerous areas in medical science where AI is used to achieve incredible value. So with the help of AI, the medical science was able to create a virtual personal healthcare assistant. So these are used for research and analysis purpose. There are also many efficient healthcare bots introduced in the medical field to provide constant health support to patients. And it is also used in the aerospace industry. So in aerospace, there are a lot of features from booking the tickets to the takeoff and operation of the flights that AI takes care of. AI applications make air transport efficient, fast, safe, and also provides comfortable journey to the passengers. And it has also changed the face of gaming. So these days, we are able to play TV and computer games on the whole new level, all thanks to artificial intelligence application. So these are just some of the applications where artificial intelligence is used. And all in all, it is used to reinvent the world. So scientists are riding on the back of AI when machine intelligence will surpass the human intelligence. Scientists believe that once the AI system starts working in its full capacity, it will reinvent the world that we know today. So think of the world where all the menial tasks such as garbage disposal, construction, digging, and so on will be taken care of by AI applications. So it'll all be a time when the hierarchical order dictates the limits of a human. It'll be the world where no one will be looked down upon and every human will be considered equal. So this way, humans can then focus their strengths on higher levels of work to accomplish a lot more and always taking technology to new heights. So now that we've understood the importance of artificial intelligence, let's learn more about AI. So AI is basically a field of computer science which emphasizes on the creation of intelligent machines which can work and react like humans. So I am reiterating it. So AI is that field of computer science where we create machines which can work and react like humans. So let's keep this definition at the back of our head. Using this definition, let's actually look at some applications of AI which are currently existing in today's world. So we have simple chatbots like OK Google and Siri, which help us in assisting whatever we want. So let's say I want to know the current time. All I need to do is ask Siri, "Siri, tell me what is the current time." Similarly, if I want to know the distance between India and Malaysia, I'll ask Siri, "Tell me what is the distance between India and Malaysia." Again, let's say I'm just sad and I want to listen to a simple joke. I'll ask Siri, tell me a simple joke. Right? So these are some of the applications of artificial intelligence. And then we have Sophia. So Sophia is the first humanoid robot. So she is the first humanoid robot who can actually speak to us like natural humans. So Sophia can show some wide range of emotions exhibited by humans, but she is actually a robot. Another application of artificial intelligence is a self-driving car. So you have self-driving cars by Google and Tesla, which actually drive by themselves. So they do not need any external driver to drive, right? So these cars work by themselves. So similar to self-driving cars, we also have self-flying drones, which do not need any human intervention and they can navigate by themselves. So now let's actually get a bit deeper and understand what is intelligence. So intelligence can be defined as one's capacity for understanding, one's capacity for self-awareness, one's capacity for learning, and one's capacity for problem solving. That is, how well is something or someone able to understand? How well is someone able to learn new things? And how well is someone able to solve problems by themselves? So, now that we know what is intelligence, let's understand what is artificial intelligence. So when you apply the same intelligence to machines, this is known as artificial intelligence. Now just imagine, there's a machine which can understand things which are normally understood by human. There is a machine which is self-aware, and there is a machine which can solve problems by itself. Now that's just amazing, isn't it? Right. So this is the artificial intelligence which I'm talking about. So now that we also know what is intelligence, I'll ask another question. So tell me, what is it that makes humans intelligent? Well, we as humans can reason, we as humans can learn, we can perceive, we can solve problems, and we also have linguistic intelligence. That is, we can figure out what is someone else saying. And we can also understand the grammatical intricacies of different languages. So again, my question would be, what if a machine could exhibit all of these factors normally shown by a human? Again, that's just amazing, isn't it? So this is what is known as artificial intelligence. So a machine which can show traits normally shown by a human, that is known as artificial intelligence. All right. So now that we're clear with artificial intelligence, let's segregate AI, ML, and DL. So normally most people get confused between artificial intelligence, machine learning, and deep learning. So this is where I'm going to help you out in understanding the difference between these three. So we have AI at the top, and you can consider machine learning and deep learning to be subsets of AI. So again, machine learning and deep learning are just ways to achieve artificial intelligence. So I'll restate it again. Machine learning and deep learning are just ways to achieve artificial intelligence. Now, machine learning is that part of artificial intelligence which aims to teach the computers the ability to do tasks with data without any explicit programming, right? So we don't need to do any explicit programming, and the algorithms do tasks by themselves. And in ML, we mostly use numerical and statistical approaches to achieve artificial intelligence. And then we have deep learning, which is actually a subset of machine learning. So first we have AI, and then we have ML, and then we have DL. So deep learning comes in where machine learning fails, and we apply deep learning through something known as artificial neural networks, about which we'll obviously learn later. Right. So now let's understand artificial intelligence in a bigger set. So as I've already told you, artificial intelligence is the superset under which comes machine learning, under which comes deep learning. And then machine learning and deep learning are basically ways to achieve artificial intelligence. Now, these are the different areas of research of artificial intelligence. So you have ML, again, a part of ML is deep learning. Then we have natural language processing. So over here, we basically understand what is spoken or written by a human. And then we have speech, where we either translate the speech to text or we translate the text to speech. The next subfield is robotics. And then we have autonomous vehicles under robotics. So Google self-driving car is an example of this over here. So now that we've also understood the difference between artificial intelligence, machine learning, and deep learning, let's see different examples of machine learning around us. So most of you would have shopped on Amazon. Now, when you go into Amazon, you see that there are some products recommended to you. Now, how do you think that would happen? So this is something known as recommendation engine. And recommendation engine is nothing but a component of machine learning. So let's say you and your friend buy similar products. So your friend buys 5 products and you buy 3 products. Now, out of those, whatever 3 products you buy are same as what your friend buys. So let's say the common products are an iPhone, a back cover for the iPhone, and a Bluetooth headset. Now, let's say the other 2 products bought by a friend would be a MacBook and a mouse. Now, since there are 3 products which are same between you two, this is why the products which your friend has also bought, those are the products which will be recommended to you. So, on the basis of the commonality between you and your friend, you will be recommended a MacBook and a mouse as well. So, this is nothing but a concept of machine learning. And then we have Amazon Alexa. So Amazon Alexa is a really good example of speech recognition. You know, when you say Alexa, turn on the lights, it'll turn on the lights. When you say Alexa, book a ride for me, it'll do exactly that. When you say Alexa, order a cheese pizza, and that is exactly what Amazon Alexa will do. Now, Alexa is just a machine, right? But when you say do something, order a pizza, book a cab for me, turn on the lights, you know, how is the machine able to understand all of this? So the idea behind this is speech recognition, and that is again a component of machine learning. And then we have Netflix's movie recommendation. So let's say you watch 2 TV series. First TV series is Friends and the next TV series is Big Bang Theory. And since you watch these 2 TV series which belong to the genre comedy, that is why maybe you'll be recommended How I Met Your Mother, or you can be recommended Silicon Valley or some other TV series belonging to the comedy genre. So this again is machine learning. And then we also have Google traffic prediction. Let's just say you're traveling in your car and there is huge traffic there. You desperately want to get out of the traffic. So you turn on Google Maps, and Google Maps tells you the best direction from where the traffic would be the least. Now, how does Google Maps do this? This again is machine learning. So now that we've looked at different real-world applications of machine learning, let's actually understand what exactly is machine learning. So, as I've already told you, machine learning is a subset of artificial intelligence which gives the machine ability to learn without being explicitly programmed. So over here, data is the key. Or in other words, you basically teach a machine how to learn without any explicit programming. And the machine learns with the help of data. So let's just go through this simple video to understand more about machine learning. Right. So now that we know what exactly is machine learning, Let's also understand how does machine learning work. So as I've already told you, machine learning depends totally on data. So first, we take in a data set and divide it into two parts. So the first part would be the training set and the second part would be the testing set. And we will train the model on top of the training set. So now, once we train the model, we will give it new data and check for its accuracy on top of that new data. And if the accuracy of that new data comes out to be good enough, then we will go ahead and use that machine learning model. On the other hand, the model which you built, if the accuracy of that model is not good enough, then we'll go ahead and fine-tune that model till we get the desired accuracy. This is the basic premise behind machine learning. Now, let's look at the subcategories of machine learning. So we have supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforcement learning. So in supervised learning, you can consider that the learning is guided by a teacher. So we have a data set which actually acts as a teacher, and its role is to train the model or the machine. So once the model gets trained, it can start making a prediction or decision when new data is given to it. So let's take this example. So over here, we are training this machine by giving it samples of data. So over here, the data is nothing but different images of Apple. And along with each image of Apple, we are also giving it the label of the image, right? So this image goes with its label, which is Apple. Again, this image goes with its label, which is Apple. Again, the same with these two, right? So we are teaching this machine that whenever it sees an image something like this, it is nothing but an apple. And after time, when we give it a new data from whatever learning it has done, it will predict whether it's an apple or not. So on the basis of its learning, this machine predicts that there is a good possibility. There is actually 97% possibility that the image which has been fed to the machine is nothing but an apple. So a use case of supervised learning could be spam classifier. So spam classifier basically means that whether the email which we get, it's a spam or not. And that is done on the basis of different textual parameters. So let's say a genuine email wouldn't contain too many exclamation marks. It wouldn't contain a catchy headline and so on. But on the other hand, if it's a spam email, maybe it'll contain a lot of exclamation marks with maybe a lot of numbers, and it'll have statements like, "Hey, congrats, you've won a lottery," or "Hey, could you help me out?" So this spam classification is basically an example of supervised learning. Then we have unsupervised learning. So in unsupervised learning, the model learns through observation and finds structures in the data. So once the model is given a data set, it automatically finds patterns and relationships in the data set by creating clusters in it. So what it cannot do is add labels to the cluster. Like it cannot say this is a group of apples or mangoes, but it will separate all the apples from mangoes. So over here, we have this set of images. Now, this unsupervised learning model which is applied on this, it will segregate these fruits on the basis of similar characteristics. So over here, we have segregated these four into one cluster, these three into second cluster, and these three into the third cluster. Now, even though the unsupervised learning does not have any labels, it has still segregated these three into three clusters, right? So the machine over here does not know that these are apples or these are oranges or these are bananas. Yet, it has segregated these three on the basis of similarity of characteristics. So it found out that these four objects are similar to each other. And there is quite a bit of variability when it comes to these four objects and these three objects. Similarly, This machine was able to figure out that these three objects, they are quite similar to each other. But when compared with these three objects, they are very dissimilar. So this is the underlying concept of unsupervised learning. And a good example of unsupervised learning would be again Netflix movie recommendation. So over here, the movies are segregated on the basis of different genres. So over here, TV series like Friends, How I Met Your Mother and Silicon Valley are clustered into one group because those come into the same category. Similarly, movies such as Secret Superstar and Dangal could come under the same category because they have the same lead actors. So over here, we are segregating the movies on the basis of similar characteristics, even though there are no labels in it. And it's finally time for a third machine learning type, which is reinforcement learning. So over here, there is an agent and there is an environment. And the agent interacts with the environment and finds out what is the best outcome for it. So it basically follows the concept of hit and trial method. The agent is rewarded or penalized with a point for a correct or a wrong answer. And on the basis of positive reward points gained, the model trains itself. So let's take this example. So over here, this self-driving car would be our agent and the road is the environment. And this car is interacting with this environment. So it'll observe the environment and it has two choices over here. So either to go straight or turn right. Now, let's say this agent or this self-driving car decides to go straight. Then what happens is it goes and bangs straight into this barricade. So then it realizes that the action taken by it was not in its best interest and that is why it is penalized. So since it is penalized, it realizes that the action taken by it was wrong and that is why from the next time onwards, it'll do the opposite action. So instead of going straight, it'll take the right turn. And when it takes the right turn, it realizes that the road is correct and the agent is rewarded. So this is how reinforcement learning basically works. So the agent interacts with the environment, it takes an action, and if the action turns out to be incorrect, it is penalized. And if the action turns out to be correct, it is rewarded. So this cycle goes on and on till it completely learns its environment properly. And the best use case of reinforcement learning is again self-driving car. So companies such as Tesla and Google are working on these self-driving cars. So just to sum it off, these are the three different types of machine learning algorithms. So we have supervised, unsupervised and reinforcement machine learning. So under supervised, we have regression and classification. And in unsupervised, we have clustering techniques, association analysis, and hidden Markov model. And then the third is obviously reinforcement learning, which works on trial and error method. And if you want to do some really cool machine learning projects, you can check the sites out. Now let's look at some limitations of machine learning. So when it comes to machine learning algorithms, they would require massive stores of training data. So again, as I've told you, machine learning is totally based on the data which it has. So if you have more amount of data, only then it'll be able to give correct accuracy. So let's say you take in very small amount of data. And there's a good possibility that the results which you're getting are very biased or very incorrect. And also, error diagnosis is quite difficult when it comes to machine learning because again, the amount of data is very huge and wherever there's a mistake, you'd have to go through the entire algorithm which you've written and then find out that particular mistake by yourself, which is very difficult. And also, when it comes to machine learning algorithms, they're not really that creative. So these ML algorithms are built only for one specific purpose. So let's say I'll build a machine learning model which will predict whether it will rain or not today. Now, if I want to use the same model to predict the stock prices, that'll not work, right? So basically, one model is built only for one particular task. So this is the lack of creativity that I'm talking about when it comes to machine learning. And also there are a lot of time constraints as the model has to learn through a lot of historical data. So that was everything about machine learning. Now let's start off with deep learning. So deep learning is a subset of machine learning where it learns through data representations as opposed to task-specific algorithms. So we saw that the drawback in machine learning models was that the models are specific to only one particular task. But this is not the case with deep learning models, as these deep learning models are based on the data representations. And these deep learning models are mostly built with something known as deep neural networks. So this is how a deep neural network looks like. So these deep neural networks completely learn the data which is fed to it. So this is the data. So let's say if this image of woman is fed as the data to the deep learning model, then it'll completely extract all the features of this data by itself. Again, the difference between ML and deep learning over here is that the feature extraction in machine learning is manual. But when it comes to deep learning, the feature extraction is automatic. So the deep learning model automatically extracts all of the features associated with that image. And when new images are fed to it, it automatically is able to tell whether the image is same to this or not. So this over here, we have a graph which tells us how does performance vary with respect to the amount of data. So what happens in machine learning is that as we keep on increasing the data, the performance increases only up to a particular threshold. After that, if we increase any more data, there is no increase in performance. So this is another problem when it comes to machine learning. But on the other hand, when it comes to deep learning, the more amount of data you give it, the better will be its performance. And that again is because deep learning is based on learning data interpretation. So the more data you give it, it'll automatically learn all those features of the data by itself, and it'll be keep on increasing its performance gradually. Now let's look at some applications of deep learning. So speech recognition is one application of deep learning. Now you need to understand that you cannot build speech recognition applications with machine learning. So this is where machine learning fails and deep learning comes in and helps you to build speech recognition applications. Also, another application of deep learning is self-driving cars. So we see over here that the person is just sitting. He is not even touching the steering wheel and the car is driving by itself. So just an amazing application of deep learning. And then we have language translation over here. So this again is a part of deep learning. So over here we are typing something in Spanish and it is being automatically converted into English. So we also have visual translation over here. So over here this text or this board is in some random language, and this app over here which uses deep learning automatically converts this visual into English. So those were some applications of deep learning. Now let's actually understand how does deep learning work. So most deep learning methods use neural network architectures, and that is why deep learning models are often referred to as deep neural networks. So a deep neural network basically has these three models: an input layer, the hidden layers, and the output layer. And the term deep usually refers to the number of hidden layers in the neural network. So traditionally, neural networks only contain 2 to 3 hidden layers, while deep networks can have as many as 150 hidden layers. Now that's a very huge amount, isn't it? So deep learning models are trained by using large sets of labeled data and neural network architectures that learn features directly from the data without the need for manual feature extraction. So all of the input data is given to this input layer, and this input layer automatically extracts the features by itself. Now that data is sent to this hidden layer, which performs all sorts of processing tasks and then the final result is given out through the output layer. So now let's also understand what exactly is a neural network. So a neural network is a computing model whose layered structure resembles the network structure of neurons in the brain with layers of connected nodes. So it can learn from data, which can be trained to recognize patterns, classify data, and forecast future events. So the neural network is based on the biological neural network of our brain. So that is why it is given the name neural network. So the layers are interconnected via nodes or neurons, with each layer using the output of the previous layer as its input. So its main function is to receive a set of inputs, perform calculations, and then use the output to solve the problem. Now, as I've already said, these artificial neural networks are based on something known as a biological neural network. So, our biological neural network has dendrites, cell body, and axon. So, dendrites are where the input is taken, cell body is where the processing is done, and axon is where the message is transferred to other neurons. And the same thing happens in artificial neural network as well. So first, we give in the data. That data is processed, and then the final processed result is given out as the output. So over here, let's say we train the data with images of cat, and the labels would be either cat or not cat. After that, we give in a new image of a cat, and then we basically try to predict whether the model correctly classifies this as cat or not cat. And since the model has learned the data properly, it correctly classifies this image as cat. So this was a basic intro to artificial intelligence.
Now let's head to the quiz. So which of these is not a part of the deep neural network? So what do you guys think? Well, ponder on it for a while and write down the answer in the comment section. And this brings us to the end of the session. Thank you very much for attending.